I think we've had great success with that model in terms of being able to keep kids in school. And we'd like to continue that success through the fourth quarter. Now, in regard to some changes, Mercer County, along with all other Illinois school districts, received some additional guidance in the middle of the day yesterday from both the Illinois State Board of Education and the Illinois Department of Public Health. And so we're reviewing that now to see if that impacts what we're doing in the fourth quarter, or if there are additional changes that we can make to make sure that our kids and families are getting the best experience possible.
I know as we, you know, talk about this school year and put it in perspective, you have to be pleased as, you know, the superintendent of the district that we've been able to for those students and those parents and caregivers that have wanted their children to stay in class, you've been able to do that. Now, there have been some hiccups with contact tracing and things of that nature and positive tests, I think, earlier in the school year. But I would assume a lot of people deserve credit for, you know, being able to get through the school year and staying in class.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Mercer County Health Department and our nursing staff here at school, they've really done an incredible job helping us work through some of those issues. And I really just can't thank them enough. You mentioned positive cases earlier in the year, and at the end of October through early December, we were struggling with that. We've been really successful at controlling the number of those cases since we've come back from Christmas break in January. And the way our numbers are looking now, we hope we can finish the year strong with very few positives and try to keep those close contact numbers down. And that's one of the things that I think our schedule and the way that we've placed kids into pods or limited class sizes has really helped us move forward.